Good afternoon, and Happy New Year. Please remember that those wishing to speak today need to fill out an appearance card. We have a brief agenda today, and with that, will you please call the roll?
Senator Richter?
Here.
Senator Smith?
Here.
Senator Alexander? Senator Bennett?
Here.
Senator Fasano? Senator Gates, Senator Hayes,
here.
Senator Margolis, Senator Negron,
here.
Senator Ulrich,
here.
Senator Sobel, we have a quorum.
Okay, thank you. Hope everybody had a wonderful holiday season. I guess we're firing the grill up tomorrow. Start this session off here and start putting those Tallahassee wieners on the grill. Senator Smith is presenting a bill in another committee this afternoon also, and so he may need to leave this committee meeting early, and so I'm going to begin with your bill, Senator Smith, Senate Bill 676, Workers' Compensation Certificate of the Exemption Process. Members, that's located behind tab 2. Senator Smith, you're recognized to explain Senate Bill 676.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First, this bill, to get on the table, we're dealing with non-construction LLC members, so this isn't in the construction trade. Under current law, non-construction LLC members are considered employees and have to opt out. This would exempt those members, those officers of non-construction LLC, and have them elect to become considered employees under workman's comp.
Okay, members, are there any questions for Senator Smith? Seeing no questions, are there any speaker cards? Representing the Florida Association of Insurance Agents, Jim Brainerd.
Waves and support.
Waves and support. Thank you, Jim. Representing the Florida Roofing, Sheet Metal, and Air Conditioning Contractors Association, Cam Fentress. Thank you very much. And representing the Division of Workers' Compensation, Andrew Sabolik. Wave and support. Thank you very much. Members, no questions. Is there any debate? Seeing no debate, Senator Smith, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This bill's a good start. We have a few quirks we're going to work out as we go along the way, but I think it's a great start in taking care of a slight problem within our Florida law, and I hope the rest of my bills this session go like this. Thank you.
There's no doubt in my mind that they might. Okay, will you please call the roll on Senate Bill 676.
Senator Alexander, Senator Bennett,
yes.
Senator Fasano,
yes.
Senator Gates, Senator Hayes,
yes.
Senator Margolis,
yes.
Senator Negron,
yes.
Senator Ulrich,
yes.
Senator Sobel, Senator Richter?
Yes.
Senator Smith?
Yes.
And by your vote, show Senate Bill 676 as passing. Members, behind tab 3 is Senate Bill 938, the Insurance Agents and Adjusters, which is my bill, so I'm going to pass the gavel along to Senator Smith.
Members, we're on Senate Bill 938. There's a delete all barcoded 5377658 is barcode 5377658. Senator Richter, why don't you explain the delete all?
Thank you. Members, by way of background, the Chief Financial Officer Atwater is performing internal reviews currently of every division within the Department of Financial Service in an effort to eliminate the unnecessary regulation to streamline and simplify the processes for Floridians. 938 in the strike call is a product of the completed review of the Division of Insurance Agents and Agency Services and includes the regulatory reforms that they felt were appropriate and supported by DFS and the industry. Essentially, in relatively quick order, this bill collapses 49 of the current 137 licenses into 7 different licenses. It changes continuing education requirements and curriculum to more specifically address the regulatory needs and concerns and tailor those courses to meet the agent's needs. It eliminates the Title Insurance Agency surety bond requirement. It eliminates the county the county tax paid by local insurance agencies for additional business locations outside of their county of residence. It limits the number of times an applicant can take the exam for the same license. It changes the date when an appointment renewal is required. It requires the licensee to notify the department in writing within 30 days instead of 60 of a change of contact information. It repeals outdated requirements in law for postal notice of date and time for exams and provides for electronic notification. It repeals the title agency portion of the administrative surcharge in section 624.501, and it updates the portable electronics insurance language. And that pretty much covers the bill and the strikeout.
Members, are there any questions on the strike-all? Yeah, so that we have some speaker's cards, but I think to get in the right posture, we want to adopt the strike-all. So let's move to a vote on the strike-all, get it in place of the bill before we go to the speaker's cards and all. Are there any objections to doing that? All right, call the roll on the strike-all.
It's here.
Oh, no, we don't have to do a roll call. All in favor of the strike all, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? So it passes. So now the strike all has become the bill. We're on the bill as amended. I have any questions on the bill as amended? Okay, I have some speaker's cards. First we'll go Laura Pierce, Florida Association of Insurance Agents. Great, Laura. Tia Reeves, Florida Chamber of Commerce. Joy Ryan. And Greg Thomas is here for information from DFS. Great. We're back on the bill. Any debate? Any debate? Doing good this year. Senator Richter, you recognize the close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll waive close.
Please call the, would you like a CS, Senator?
Yes, please.
Okay. Senator Gates moves the CS. And please call the roll on the CS for Senate Bill 938.
Senator Alexander. Senator Bennett.
Yes.
Senator Fasano.
Yes.
Senator Gates. Senator Hayes?
Yes.
Senator Margolis?
Yes.
Senator Negron?
Yes.
Senator Ulrich?
Yes.
Senator Sobel? Senator Smith?
Yes.
Chairman Richter?
Yes.
And by your vote, committee substitute for Senate Bill 938 passes. So we turn the gavel to Senator Richter.
Thank you. Members, when I came in here, it was pointed out to me by the sergeant's office and a number of other people that one of the clocks were broken. I don't think we're going to need both clocks. We're on our last bill. Greetings, Senator Gates. You're recognized.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I ask unanimous consent that I be recorded voting favorably on Senator Smith's bill 676.
Will the Secretary please put that into the records? Thank you, Senator Gates. Members, the final bill is located under tab 1, which is Senate Bill 438 by Senator Bennett on consumer finance charges. Senator Bennett, you are recognized to present your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members, this one's not going to be as non-controversial as the other two because there's a lot of misunderstanding of what this bill does. But this bill updates the categories for loans, for consumer finance loans, those loans which are under $25,000 in the state of Florida. Each category of the loan based on principal is increased by $1,000 to keep up with inflation and the cost of goods. The fee structure has not been updated since 1997, 15 years. This bill does not increase interest rates. It increases the amount by $1,000 in each of the categories that can be subject to those interest rates. This is necessary as the consumer price index has moved higher and higher, and we're finding a lot of people having to go to payday loan structure, which is substantially higher interest rate than an installment loan. The bill also changes the worthless check charges to the amounts permitted under by Florida law with other financial institutions. The last time this was addressed was in 1994, 18 years ago. And lastly, the bill allows the late payment to be increased from $10 to $15 if the payment is more than 10 days late. And this requirement must be agreed to by both parties prior to the increase being imposed. This has not been addressed by the legislature since 2000. So basically, this is updating a consumer action. I think some people are concerned that the people who would borrow this money are going to be paying higher interest. They're not going to be paying a higher interest rate. It's going to allow them to borrow more money at the old interest rates and allow them to compete and make their payroll and cover their expenses. And they're having a very difficult time doing that right now in today's economy. And this will actually is a consumer-friendly bill and not a consumer, anti-consumer bill. And that explains the bill.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator Bennett. Members, are there any questions for the bill sponsor? Seeing no questions, we do have some appearance requests. Representing the Florida Financial Services Association, former Speaker James Harold Thompson.
Thank you. I'll just wait for support unless there are questions.
Okay. Thank you, Speaker. Thompson waves in support. Representing the Florida Legal Services, Inc., Doreen Barker. Wave in opposition. 1-1. And representing the Florida Consumer Action Network, Alice Vickers.
Thank you, Chair Richter. Florida Consumer Action Network is a statewide organization that advocates on behalf of consumers. And as advocates for consumers, we do have concerns about Senate Bill 438, since it does effectively increase the interest rate on these consumer loans. Senator Bennett, of course, characterized it correctly in that it does broaden the dollar figure for each category, but by raising the amount of interest allowed in each category, again, it effectively increases the interest rate, particularly for the loans that are most used, and that's in the $2,000 to $3,000 range. There would be an increase in interest for those. These loans are used by consumers for a variety of things. Small home improvements, the low income use them for small home improvement loans. Often contractors will actually direct the homeowner to a consumer finance store to get the loan for a small home improvement. The elderly use this a lot. So to increase the interest effectively for this low income group would put a greater burden on them, particularly in this difficult economic time. This is already a carve out from Florida's usury laws, so they're already high interest rates. So again, as consumer advocates, we advocate against any further increase. By the same token, the increase in the fees from $10 to $15 for a default, for a failure to pay for if you miss a monthly payment. Again, it doesn't sound exorbitant, but if you are low income and you are on a budget or you're elderly on a fixed income, this can become an added burden, particularly when you also add the back-end increase of the bad check charges. So for these reasons, we do oppose the bill. We do look forward to working with Senator Bennett as the bill moves along to try to incorporate some more consumer protections in there. Thank you.
Thank you. Members, are there any questions? Okay. Seeing no questions, we're back on the bill. Is there any debate on the bill? Seeing no debate, Senator Bennett, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And normally, as you know, I just wave my clothes, but I think it's very important to point out what Ms. Vickers pointed out is absolutely true. There's a lot of people going out here and trying to get home repairs done. And over the last several years, certainly since 1997, the cost of those repairs has increased. And oftentimes we find that the homeowner cannot get those repairs because they can't get a loan from our friendly bank. And I think, Senator Richter, you'd be the first to say that it's very, very difficult in today's market for unsecured loans, chattel mortgage loans, these small loans for the people to get. And we want to make sure that they can get those home repairs or they can get that payroll cover, that they don't have to go down and do the payday loan. And so actually, again, I have to stress that this is actually a consumer-friendly loan, and I would ask for your favorable vote on it.
Okay. Thank you, members. Senator Bennett's closed on his loan. Will you please call the roll on Senate Bill 438?
Senator Alexander. Senator Bennett.
Yes.
Senator Fasano.
Yes.
Senator Gates.
Yes.
Senator Hayes.
Yes.
Senator Margolis.
Yes.
Senator Negron.
Yes.
Senator Ulrich.
Yes.
Senator Sobel. Senator Smith. Senator Richter.
Yes, and by your vote, show Senate Bill 438 passing.
Mr. Chairman?
Members, one second, please.
Thank you, sir.
I want to point out to the members, you all might recall, Senator Fasano and I had some communication back and forth relative to some very valid concerns that Senator Fasano and his constituents have raised with citizens. And during that communication, I'd asked Senator Fasano to provide to me in writing his concerns so that we could get meaningful, documented responses back from citizens. I just want to point out that's been distributed to you for your consumption, a letter from Senator Fasano dated, I guess, the 9th is today, I think, with those concerns addressed to Scott Wallace. And so, members, if you'll please give this letter your attention, and we'll look to see from that.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
You're recognized on this? Sure.
Yes, sir. Yes, this. Thank you. Mr. Chairman, if I recall that you suggested that I give you the letter and that you would reach out to Mr. Wallace and ask him to respond with answers to our concerns. And Mr. Chairman, this is, you know, not just for my constituents, that the majority of them that have citizens, but the 1.5 million residents. And it mostly deals with, in my opinion, some inconsistencies by citizens, asking them to please explain their new policies that went in, much of them that went into effect as of January the 1st, and of course, and whether they had an impact on whether the impact came from Senate Bill 408 or just that they're creating their own policy. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Okay, members, with that, Senator Hayes moves. We rise.